Hello, everybody who is listening. I am very, very happy to share with you something that I have learned and that we can be able to grow. The Bible says that let every word that proceedeth from our mouth be such that it uplift somebody who hears it. And so I desire that I can share whatever I have learned with you, and that we are able then to grow together. But before I proceed, I want us to read from the book of James, verse 4. Chapter 4, sorry, James chapter 4 and verse 3, and it says, "You ask and do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures." Ladies and gentlemen, there are a number of times that people of God go on their knees, they pray, they cry, they shed tears, they pour their emotions before the Lord of hosts, and they ask for specific things in life that they want. Maybe you are jobless, you are looking for a job, you are praying every day, you are asking God, "God, open for me a door. God, I need a job. God, I need my business to do well. God, I am sick, I need to recover. God, I am this and that. God, do this. God, do that. God, blah, blah." But surprisingly, sometimes it does not just happen. And you will be wondering why, and why is it not happening? And at this time, you might want to start looking at people whom you think have nothing to do with God, and you wonder, how did they succeed? Are they the ones who are doing the right thing, or this God I'm worshiping is not just listening to me? You know, when you are tested so much and you are stretched so much in your desire to get out of it, and it is not just happening, the devil is very wise. It begins to challenge you. It wants to have you question your faith, or even to question the very existence of God. And I have seen these days there is a growing list of individuals who are beginning to go on YouTube, to go on TikTok, to actually challenge the existence of God. And they want us to believe that it is fake, it is the creation of the mind. God exists. God does miracles. It is just that you have not yet tuned to the frequency of miracles. So, you know, when you have a radio receiver around you, there could be so many, you know, channels that are playing around you, but you can only listen to the one that you tune into. So you should have the desire to select the right channel of God. When you want to be able to receive something from God, I bet that you need to have a relationship with God. It works the same way between us and our colleagues, our fellow human beings. If you have need and you want to ask for this, to satisfy this need from somebody, I bet you don't just meet anybody and you tell them, "Hey, I need 200 euro, I need $100, I need $1,000. You don't just meet anybody and you tell them that. You first think about, who can help me out? Who do I have this good relationship? Who can actually help me out? Who is able to listen to me? How do they know me? What will make them believe me? And what will make them want to do what I am asking them to do?" You don't just walk on the street and you start telling anybody. Actually, even if you have 10 friends, you cannot just ask any of your friends to sort out some of your needs. It does not work like that. There are those friends you have any relationship with, and then there are those friends you have special relationship with, and you can discuss with them in detail whatever you want to do, and they'll be like, they are moved immediately to want to help you. But now I want to show you how you build relationship with God, especially when you are looking to receive something from God. And this starts in Psalm 76 and verse 11. And the Bible says, "Make vows to the Lord your God and pay them. Let all who are around him bring presents to him who ought to fear, who ought to be feared. I want to tell you that when we just started here, I read from the book of James 4:3, and it said that you ask and you do not receive, because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasure. Let me now advise you, my listener, that if I am jobless and I'm asking God, "God, I need a job. I need to get out of this joblessness," I must tell God, "God, this is my situation now. I desire to have a job. And God, if you give me this job, I am going to use this job for A, B, C. I'm going to make sure that I use whatever I get out of this job. I'm going to allocate a portion to your service. I'm going to pay school fees for some orphan that they may benefit from this grace. I am going to buy a PA system for this church so that it can be used for the glory of your name." Let me tell you, God is moved by people who are organized, because God himself is quite organized person. He does things with a high sense of organization. So begin to make vows with God. And when he does his bid, ladies and gentlemen, do your bid. In the Bible, we have a whole list of individuals who make vows with God, and God did exceedingly well to them. And examples of those, we have, for example, Jacob. Jacob made a vow, and he told God, "God, I am going on my way. If you will be with me and keep me in this way that I am going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put, then you will be my God. And on this stone, I shall set up a place of your worship." That was Jacob. There is another gentleman known as Jonathan. Was he Nathan? I don't remember. But I think it was either Jonathan or Nathan. He was going to war with some Ammonites or Amorites. I'm not so sure. And he told God, "If you will put these people in my hand and I will defeat them, Jehovah, when I return home, whatever belongs to me that will come out of my home to meet me on first sight, that will be yours. I will sacrifice to you as a burnt offering." Do you know what? When he returned from the battle, he won. And when he came home, the first thing he met was his daughter. He wept. He told his daughter, "I'm sorry, but I already promised the Lord God that whoever or whatever comes out of my house to meet me first sight when I return from this battle, I will give it to God." Do you know? He sacrificed his daughter. He told his daughter, "I made a vow to the Lord. I cannot change it." And the daughter also understood. She went out in the mountains to cry out for her virginity for, 4 months? And then after that, she returned. And now it is a tradition in Israel that ladies go out in the mountains to cry for this Nathan's daughter for 2 days as a remembrance or as a way of paying tribute to them. And there are a lot of people who made vows to God. For example, Abraham, he had no child, and he made a vow: God, if you will give me this child, Jehovah, I will use it. This child will be yours. And indeed, we saw when God asked him, Abraham, could you sacrifice for me? He was willing to sacrifice Isaac because he made a vow and he cannot go back on it. The Bible is filled with lots of individuals who made vows with God and who made sure that they fulfilled what they had given God. Now, I want to tell you, my brother, I want to tell you, my sister, if you are struggling with situation, you are struggling with a long-term illness, begin to find something that you believe if God gives you back your life, you will be able to use your life to bring honor and glory unto God. If, for example, you are sick, you are telling God, God, I desire to serve you. I desire to return to your house. I desire to give a testimony of a healing that you will do. I desire that I can use my story to convert thousands of people to run to you that they may be saved. God, if you will heal me, if you will bring back my health, this is what I will spend the rest of my life doing. Jehovah will look and indeed see that there are people who need him. There are people who need to listen to your story. Jehovah will fix your health and Jehovah will send you out to go and do it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the secret that you have been missing. This is what very prosperous men and women of God are not telling you, because this is a secret that is hidden from the babes and revealed only to those who love God. The Bible says that they who love and diligently seek God, they will find him. So this day, I want to ask you, my brother and sister, devote yourself to seeking God. God will be able to show you the things that you'd like to be done that are still not complete within your family, within the community where you live, within your surrounding, in your area. And so when you find opportunity to pray to God and you are asking God for something, tell God, God, I know that there is this thing that is still missing in my community. There is a church that is not built yet and your people need a better place of worship. Jehovah, if you will bless my business, if you will bring customer, if you will establish this business, Father, I will use the profits I get. I will devote a portion of it to the construction of a house of your worship. My Father, I will do it for the glory and honor of your name. Test God on this and come back and give your testimony. May God bless you and keep you safe, brethren. It's me, David. Thank you.